Off the top of my head, the easiest one is Representative Garner's third attempt in as many sessions to cut capital gains on long-term in-state investments. That was just the perfect storm of bad ideas and unconstitutional on top of it, so was really happy to see that one go down. David Meek's attempt to basically keep Arkansas from initiating the Affordable Care Act and apparently to get Arkansas sued in federal court, was happy to see that one go down. And then Andy Mayberry's Pain-Capable Abortion Act, I think was what he called it. It's a divisive issue, but that one was just kind of a terrible attempt to shoehorn science into a philosophical debate and really was just kind of over the top from beginning to end.
Well, there weren't a lot of bills this year that were heavily fought. It was one of those years that nobody really went that far in the measures that they proposed. But there were a set of bills that would have put additional regulations on the oil and gas industry. There's a set of environmental bills that were introduced late into the session. And none of those bills got through. I'm not sure how much of a chance those had of actually passing, but they ended up being referred for interim study. There was also another bill that would have raised the severance tax. When the severance tax was first introduced, there were certain exceptions that were made, and a number of the oil and gas companies actually fall within those exceptions. This bill would have closed a lot of those exceptions, those deductions that are being given, and would have ended up raising the rate that those gas companies were paying. That bill didn't make it out of committee either, so both of those were definitely wins for those in the business community. And then the last one that we saw a lot of activity on there in the last few days of the session were the ones that would have allowed the Insurance Commission, the State Insurance Commission, to begin setting up our healthcare exchanges. That one ended up, there was some very interesting negotiation that took place in just the last few days. That one ended up not making it. It made it out of committee, but then it actually died on the House floor. And so that one was one, particularly the legislatures that were elected to oppose Obamacare, oppose the federal health care exchanges. That was definitely a victory for those legislatures for sure.
I also asked Campbell and Talbert about that congressional redistricting map that was approved. Could the legislature have done a better job? First up, Matt Campbell, followed by Jason Talbert.
I'm not in love with the final map. I guess if you had to reach a compromise map, that's about as good as you could expect. I don't know really that you had to reach a compromise map with the makeup as it is now. I would have been much happier to see the Democrats draw the map that you know the Republicans would have if the roles had been reversed. I thought Fayetteville to the 4th made a lot of sense. It wasn't a gerrymander by any stretch of the word, other than the fact that the Republicans were calling everything that wasn't drawn in perfect boxes a gerrymander. That one would have been my preference. This one gets close to that. Doesn't bother me that it split counties or anything. So, C+, B-, I guess.
That one was very interesting to watch. There's the old saying that you don't want to watch sausage be made, and that's kind of what it's like watching the laws be made. It was definitely true for watching how the congressional redistricting map got passed. There was negotiations that took place. The House had one idea about what they wanted to do, and the Senate had another idea that they wanted to do. It ended up coming down to almost a battle between East Arkansas Democrats and South Arkansas Democrats. In the end, it seems the East Arkansas Democrats won out. They got to draw the first congressional district the way they wanted to do it. They ended up having to make some concessions to some of the Republicans that really opposed Fayetteville being moved out of the 3rd Congressional District into the 4th Congressional District. So you ended up with a very odd-looking map. I describe it as it looked like a thumb with warts on it sticking up into the 3rd Congressional District. You had some warts sticking into Crawford County and into Sebastian County, and I think really ruffled some feathers of the people in those counties. Just an odd-looking map. But, that's kind of how those processes work. When those things go through committee, you have to do a lot of negotiations to get, certain representatives to sign on to it, certain senators to sign on to it. And that's what they got passed. It's kind of, you heard about the animal that was made by committee. Well, this was a congressional map that was made by committee. I think it could have been done better, but it's what we got.